So this is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for day 17 of our 25K in 25 Days program. Today is all about if I'm successful, i.e. have lots of money, make money, create money, especially consistently, there will be hell to pay. If I get what I want, there will be hell to pay. The universe, you know, likes balance, and so I'm going to pay the piper. I'm going to have to pay in order to have good come in my life. All right, let's call in our guides. Let's call in our angels. Thank you for this opportunity to shift the awareness that we have about receiving, to realize that when we receive, we don't have to pay. There's not a pay the piper on the other side. To clear out this belief that says there'll be hell to pay. We are grateful for this, the ideas, the downloads, the suggestions, the support, the ahas, the transformation. From this being a truth to this being, oh, yeah, I guess I did think that. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, and so it is. All right, deep breath, everybody. Even though somewhere in the deep recesses of my mind, I became aware, I am now aware that I have this belief that says, damn, if I get success, if I get money, if I get happiness, if I get love, I'm going to have to pay. And it's going to be a hell of a price to pay. And I don't want to have to do that. Every time I turn around, it seems like I have good luck and then bad luck follows. Something shows up. And it reinforces my belief that I can't get ahead, that I can't have what I want, that I can't have it consistently, that it does not exist for me. It being success, abundance, consistently. On some level, I think that it's true that I can't have that without serious, serious repercussions. And I'm aware that I have that, and I don't want to have that. I don't want to carry that forward with me. Even though I have this belief, I have these beliefs in my head, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I'm aware that these beliefs were installed in my brain by others who had misunderstandings, who didn't understand the nature, the true nature of love. I am aware that these ideas were downloaded in my DNA from my ancestors, from other lifetimes, from people in this lifetime, because it is the great illusion. And the more I pay attention to and confirm it, the stronger my belief is. The more I go, that's right, I gotta pay for that. That's right, I can't just have. That's right, I don't deserve. That's right, here it comes. There comes that other shoe. Here comes the piper, I'm gonna have to pay. Oh crap, here it comes. The more I give focus and belief and attention to that, the more it shows up. Because I am a powerful co-creative being. I co-create with the divine. And the divine says, as you wish. You wish it to be that way, you may have it that way. And we go, no, I don't want that. Are you sure? You just said you did. You say it all the time. Your energy field is emitting that. Don't want it. I choose to let go of this belief. I choose to let go of this misperception. I choose that this is not my reality. I choose to have a different point of view, a different reality, a different experience. I choose to say goodbye to this belief that if I'm successful, I gotta pay. If I'm successful, there's gonna be a dear price to pay. I let this go. I am willing to let it go. I'm willing to cut the cords for this belief. I'm willing to call in Archangel Michael and say, cut these cords. I'm done with this belief. I'm done. I'm done with fearing that I can't have what I want, that believing that I'm not good enough to have what I want, that I can't create what I want. I'm not powerful enough. Or that if I am, I'm going to pay a horrible price like my marriage or my health or my money. I am so done with this. I am so over thinking this. I want abundance consistently. I want it in my business or in my work. I want abundance. I want joy and health and my loving marriage, my loving partnership. I want that. I want peace of mind. And I'm ready to create it. I'm ready to say yes to opportunities that show up with me, for me. I'm ready to say yes to doing what I need to do to create the space for it, to let go of the stories that I have that say I can't, to let go of the stories that say I'm not good enough, to let go of the stories that say I'm not deserving enough, to let go of the stories that keep me from it. I am willing to become aware of how I'm telling the stories and where I'm giving them power. Because no longer can I afford to keep having those stories. Those stories are sucking the lifeblood out of me. They're sucking my future out of me. They're sucking my abundance out of me. They are costing me money. They are costing me energy. My addiction, if you will, to my stories is costing me dearly. I'm fucking done with those stories. I'm going to create a new one. One that says, I can have what I want. I can create what I want. I'm a powerful, co-creative being with the divine, and I deserve, this is my blessing, right? This is my divine birthright to have abundance. Even Jesus, who walked this earth, this great teacher said, this and more you shall have. You've come to have an abundant life. I deserve to create that. I will create that. I will discover the way. I know that I have everything within me to create it. And I unlock it now. I allow it in. I choose to allow it in. I choose to receive it. I choose new stories that affirm that, that create that. And I stop fucking stealing from myself by telling shitty stories. I cannot afford those powerless, poor me stories anymore. They're costing me dearly. Success isn't going to cost me. My stories are costing me. My mistelling, my misusing of my power for evil instead of for good. My choice to whine about whatever. My choice to complain and look at what's wrong. My need to create more of that, I let it go. I will not steal from myself my future any longer, because I deserve more. I deserve more. I fucking deserve more. And I'm going to give it to myself. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, everyone, go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call at 2 o'clock, and we'll see you on the call tomorrow. Have a beautiful afternoon, everyone. Bye.